So today's daf is going to continue to discuss the mamados, something that the Mishnah mentioned at the beginning of the fourth perek, yesterday's daf, and really today's daf requires a little bit of an introduction. So we're familiar with the concept of the mishmaros, meaning the kohanim and the levitim were the ones that did the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. But at the same time, it wasn't a free fall, meaning just because you're a kohen did not mean that you had the right to show up in the Beis HaMikdash and decide that you wanted to do the avodah. Rather, there was a setup. There was a system. All the kohanim were divided into 24 mishmaris. There were 24 groups, 24 families, quote unquote, of kohanim that then all kohanim were divided into. And if you were a member of the mishmar whose turn it was to do the avodah, that then gave you the right to be able to do the avodah. That was true for the kohanim. It was true for the levim as well. It's interesting, this idea that the Kohanim and the Levim were divided into Mishmaras is a din d'oraisa. In fact, the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Tes, Mitzvah 509, lists Mitzvah Liyos HaKohanim Oivdim B'Mikdash Mishmaros Mishmaros U'B'Mayadim Oivdim Ke'echad. A mitzvah that the Kohanim should do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but how should they do the Avodah? Mishmaros Mishmaros. Says the Chinuch, "Sheyu akoyhanim valaviim oivdim b'miktosh lemishmaros kiloimar lekitois yiduos." There should be groups. V'loitia yad hakol misasekes yachad ba'avoido, and you shouldn't have everybody just coming and trying to do the avoido, but rather it should be broken up into groups. Now, if the Chinuch lists this as a mitzvah, obviously it's a pasuk in the Torah. So, what's the makar in the Torah? The truth is, it's not a mefurush pasuk, but the pasuk does say in Parsha Shoftim, "V'sheireis b'shem." The pasuk's talking about the kohanim, even though it says levim, but really the pasuk's talking about the kohanim, and it says chelek kechelek yoychelu levad mim karov al ha'avos. So a little bit of a hard pasuk, but the way Rashi and Targum Onkelos teach the pasuk, chelek kechelek yoychelu, meaning every single kohen had a right to the fringe benefits and the matnas kahuna that were being distributed in the Beis HaMikdash. Levad mim karav ala avos, with the exception of any arrangement that the kohanim make between themselves where they say that you're going to get this and I'm going to get that. Rashi says that what would that arrangement have been? What does it mean, levad mim karav ala avos? Oh, it means the mishmaras. So the Torah already is being merames to this concept of the mishmaras. Chelok, chelok, chelok. Every single kohen has a chelok in what went on in the Beis HaMikdash. Levad mim karav al ha'avos, with the exception of any arrangement that was made. Clearly, we're describing some sort of arrangement, which is the mishmaris. Thus, we have a remez for sure to the mishmaris in the Torah. The Chinuch lists it as a mitzvah's essay d'oraisa, mitzvah liyos hakoyhanim oivdim b'miktosh mishmaris mishmaris. It's interesting. The Chinuch goes on and he says that what's the inyan? What's the svara? What's the reason for this mitzvah? What's the time of the krah? He says it's very simple, because if you would tell all the kohanim that you're all responsible for doing the avoida every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, what would happen is nobody would do the avoida, because we know the rule. It's a gemara in Erev and Daf Gimel, and in other places, kedeira de beishutfi loy chamimi veloy periri. When you have two chefs in the kitchen, the food is neither hot or cold. It ends up being nishtahin and nishtaher. So it's important that we regulate exactly which kohen or which group of kohanim are going to be responsible for doing the avodah every day. If we regulate it in that way, like this, we can be assured it's going to be done. But the point is, mishmaris trace itself all the way back to a pasuk in the Torah. The Chinuch, when he lists his Taryak mitzvahs, mitzvah 509, is the concept of the mishmaris. Mechas Chinuch speaks out, Poshet, that even though the Chinuch holds that the concept of mishmaris is a deiraisa, it just means the concept. But the number 24 for sure isn't a deiraisa. In fact, we're going to learn in today's daf that there was a lot of history. Initially, there were 4 mishmaris, then 8, then 16, and then it was 24. Says the Mechas Chinuch, if there'll ever be a need to have more than 24 mishmaris, certainly there'll be more than 24 mishmaris. If for whatever reason there had to be less than 4 mishmaris, there could be less than 4 mishmaris. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah how many mishmaris there has to be. The only thing it says in the Torah is levad mim karav al ha'avos, which is a reference to some sort of arrangement that the kehanim were able to and clearly were instructed to make between themselves. Meaning, you want to regulate it. It shouldn't be a kedera de beishotvi. In terms of the amount, even though the number that we're familiar with is 24, that's just an arbitrary number. That's just the way it happened to have been during a certain period of time. But there were times in history where there were less, and there's no reason to assume that there can't be times in the future where Metzah Shem it's going to be more. Either way, that's the concept of the Mishmaris. We also saw that the Mishmaris themselves were subdivided, and they were subdivided into Batei Avos, which means each Mishmar was responsible for doing the Avodah for a week. Okay, then we took the Mishmar and we said, all right, this group of the Mishmar is going to do it on the first day of the week, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day. Meaning, you could be a member of the Mishmar, but doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be your day. Now, if you're a member of the Mishmar, even if it's not your day, you have more of a shaychus to the Avodah than someone for whom it's not the Mishmar at all. But at the same time, there's levels. There's the base Av, there's the Mishmar, and then you have all the other Kehanim. We'll see in the course of the Daf a fascinating Rabbeinu Gershom in our Daf on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, where Rabbeinu Gershom says that what did the Kehanim who weren't a member of this particular base of, what did they do? So you're a member of the Mishmar, but today's not your day. Today is Monday. You're going to be doing it on Wednesday. So what now happens with you? Like, what are you supposed to do that day? So you just sit around, you're waiting just in case somebody becomes a mum, someone gets hurt. So now you're going to come and you're going to fill in. Rabbeinu Gershom says that all the other Kehanim would daven. There were special tefillas and yehiratzins that they would say. They would be mespalo, ritzei, that the isha yisrael usfilosim mehira bahava sakabel beratzin. They would be mespalo to the Ebesha that the tefillas should be accepted. And that's one of the themes that we're going to see again in today's daf, that tefilla was a very, very big part of the avodah. That even when there was avodah taking place, still there was tefillah. I mean, we always think of tefillah as being b'makim, the avodah, in lieu of the avodah. Shacharis is keneged the tamid shel shachar, minchas keneged the tamid shel bein rabbayim, ma'ariv is keneged daktaras emurim of the tmidim. But the truth is, even together with the karbonis, tefillah was a very big deal, which segues us into the mamadis. So these were the mishmaris, then we had the mamadis. So what exactly were the mamadis? So the Mishnah mentions it. This is very much the sugya that we're learning right now. Yesterday we went through the Mishnah, but just today, as far as the last part of the introduction, just to read L'shoinei Hazov Shal HaRambam. So the Rambam's in Yad Chazaka, in Hilchas Kli HaMikdash, it's Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, says the Rambam. It's impossible for a person to bring a carbon if he's not standing by the carbon. Now, the carbonis atzibur hein carbon shall call Yisrael. The carbonis tzibur were carbonis that belong to every single yit. V'yef sheshiyu Yisrael kulam ma'im demazar b'shas carbon. And it's impossible for every single yit to be in the azar at the time that the carbon's being brought. L'fichach, because for that reason, tiknu neviyam arishoinim, the neviyam were mesakin, sheyivruru mi Yisrael kisherim v'yirechei. That they should be bairer, they should choose from amongst the Yisraelim, people that are ksherim, the Yirechei, these were chashuv people. Yiyu shluchei kol Yisrael. They are going to be shluchim of all of Klal Yisrael. Lamed ala karbonos, to stand and be present when the karbonos are brought. Vehem hanikroyim, and they're known as the anshei maimed. Says the Rambam, v'chilku oisam esrim v'arba mamodes. The people that were members of this elite group known as the Anshei Maimed were then divided into 24 different subgroups. Kiminyan mishmores kohuna v'leviyah. That corresponded to the 24 Mishmaris of Kahuna and the 24 Mishmaris of Leviyah. Val kol maimed umaimed, echod memuna al kulam, v'hu nikra roisha maimed. Every single maimed had a roisha maimed. Just like every beis av had a roish beis av, and every mishmar had a roisha mishmar, every maimed had a roisha maimed. Says the Rambam, halacha beis b'chol Shabbos v'shabbos mitzkabtzim amshi maimed jaloisa Shabbos. Every single week, the members of that maimed would convene. They would congregate. Mishayim mehem Yerushalayim, oikar v'lo. Any one of these people that were living in Yerushalayim or close by, nechnas on the mikdash, they would enter the Beis HaMikdash in Mishmar Kehuna V'Leviya Shalaisa Shabbos. And again, this is the main point. So like this, they'll be standing next to the carbon when it's being brought. The people that were far away, when it came there, they would enter their Beis HaKnesses. Says the Rambam Malach HaGemal, Maisa. So what did these people do when they got together? Meaning, and the Rambam says clearly, it means all the Anshei Maimon, both the ones that are in Yerushalayim and the ones that were in their respective cities. Misanim b'sheni b'shabbos shalem. They would fast on Monday, ubishlishi on Tuesday, ubirvii on Wednesday, ubichamishi and on Thursday. Abel erev Shabbos lohayim misanim. Erev Shabbos they didn't fast. B'pnei kovet haShabbos, ubeechad haShabbos also they didn't fast. Ubechol yoyim v'yoyim says the Rambam b'shabbos shehim amodam mispalin arba tefilas. They would daven four tefilas every single day. They would duchen says the Rambam. They would take out the Sefer Torah, and the Rambam goes on and talks about what exactly the Kriyas HaTorah was, etc., etc. But the bottom line is, this is the basic concept of the Mishmaris, the basic concept of the Ma'amadis, a little bit of a long introduction, but it's going to, hopefully, Be'ezus Hashem, just make the daf flow a little bit more smoothly. And in general, this is a very Yesoidis Tega introduction in this, from the standpoint of it's just a little clarity in terms of what went on at the Beis HaMikdash literally every single day.